We've talked about refugee kids and potential abuse, but there's a new report that puts a statistic to this tragedy. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer on Mission Network News. We'll give you more details coming up and talk about a ministry standing in the gap. And also listen to find out what a basket of hope is and how you can help. We're encouraging you to pray, give, and go with today's headlines, Mission Network News. Disturbing new report from UNICEF yesterday shows the number of refugee children and women suffering abuse. Last year, 9 out of 10 children who traveled the Mediterranean route to Europe were unaccompanied. UNICEF researchers interviewed some of these children, and 3/4 reported abuse or harassment by an adult on their journey. With so many refugee kids unaccompanied or on the streets in camps, the potential for continued abuse is high. Rita Almanayer with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says they want to help children get off the streets, and they spoke with some refugee kids.
They said, "We want to go to school." And one particular boy, he said, wait, he went to take something and he got me a school bag. And he said, "I carried it all the way from Aleppo." And then he opened it and he said, "But look, it's empty."
Not all refugee kids can go to school, but many have access to satellite television. Sat7 offers a children's education program in the Middle East called My School, teaching Arabic, English, and math. Sat7 channels are also intentional to share the best news of all, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please pray for this unique ministry.
We need to give them the chance to hear about a love that is above all love, that is demonstrated in the person of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Next Saturday marks 6 years since a deadly earthquake, tsunami, nuclear combination rocked Japan and killed over 15,000 people. Asian Access was one of the first to respond, immediately mobilizing their broad network of church leaders. They've been helping survivors every day since then. Joe Handley says their steady presence is having an interesting effect.
They were so moved by the body of Christ in action. And it really changed the nature of the perception of the church in Japan.
People are pitching in to help. Hearts are softening to the gospel. And one pastor told Handley, a new day is dawning.
Joe, our country has not reached for Christ. And these people are desperate for the hope that he has to bring. And now is the season that we can bring that. We need help in these mission networks to reach the country for Christ.
There's still a lot to be done in Japan. You can look for ways to help at missionnews.org.
We need tens of thousands of dollars plus, sometimes hundreds of thousands, to come into these communities and help out. Perhaps God has put it on your heart to give. Or maybe you would like to serve on a team. We are looking for people that will come and serve in these communities.
And finally, Easter is a big deal in Russia. In fact, it's the country's most important religious holiday. That's why SOAR International uses this time to point people back to the meaning of Easter, Jesus' resurrection. Through their Baskets of Hope initiative, SOAR and partner churches are ministering to orphaned and needy children. Each basket includes a Bible, along with necessities, snacks, and toys. The project supplements the ongoing ministry of the local church. Joanna Mangione of SOAR says it's also a great time for churches in the United States to get involved.
What's beautiful in that is, well, the partnership that grows from it, that these are our brothers and sisters in Christ, that these are other churches lifting up the churches in Russia who are doing this ministry.
The biggest way churches can support this project is by informing their members, raising sponsorship funds as a church, and most of all, you can pray. This support exemplifies how the body of Christ functions together to share the gospel.
As far as the churches in Russia, knowing how many churches and individuals get involved with giving of the gifts and participating in Baskets of Hope, they are encouraged that there are other people right alongside them.
And to learn more how your church can get involved, please visit missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.